on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, the top. Tana, Hupalu Rov HaMukzos, the fig harvest is over, and they dried most of the figs and folded up the knives or pressed them into cakes, two pshatim we had yesterday. So then Mutaros Mishum Gezel, what's left in the field, people are mafker. It's not worth coming back for the few figs that are left. And Peturos, and because they're hefker, so they're potter from Meiser too. Somebody who takes them doesn't have to take off Meiser. So the reason there's no Gezel, because the people are mafker them. It's not worth coming back for. Rebbe Rabbi Yossi bar Rebbe Yehuda iklu lahu asra. Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda went to a certain place, Bizman Shehuplu Rov HaMikzos, and at a time when what was left in the field was hefker. Rebbe havi ko'achel, and Rebbe ate from those figs. Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yehuda lo achel, and Rabbi Yossi didn't eat them. Awesome marhon, so the owner of the field came, Omar lehu, amai lo achli rabbonan, hukpalu rov hamikzosu. How come you didn't eat? The mice, it's already after the time that they've packed up the knives and everything, so whatever's left in the field is hefker, you could have eaten. The afopikain lo ocher Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. He still didn't eat. Why? Kesavar mishum sneos milsu de kamer hadein gavra. He was sarcastic. So why don't you eat? Right? But he wasn't really mafker them. And even though normally they're hefker, here he was choshish that maybe the balabos wasn't mafker it. Even though he said, how come you didn't eat? He thought maybe he was being sarcastic. Rashi. Mutaris mishum gezel shinis yaishum en abaylin. Right, it's not worth coming back for them, so basically they're miyayish from them and they're hefker. Turas v'na ma'isa mishum de hefkeru ninu. Morayu bailim shal te'enim. V'huch palu desharu l'meichel kol adam. Mishum tznius milse kolomar miroa leiv hayomar ken. He was saying it sarcastically. V'lo mishum ayin yofa da dain lo hefkeru. He wasn't mafker them ma'isa. That's why Rabbi Yosef Yehuda was afraid to eat. Rav Chama bar Rabbi Chanina ikla luhu asra bisman shehuklu rova mikzos. Right, Rav Chama bar Rabbi Chanina also went to a place where the fig harvest was over, haviko achel, and he was eating what's it called the figs. Yoiv l'sham meilo achel, so he gave it to a shamus and he didn't want to eat. Amar le achol, kach amar li Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yossi mishum aviv huklu rova mikzos mutaris mishum gezel tus. I said, don't be afraid to eat. Right, have a psak that at this time, after the harvest is over and after they fold up the knives and most things are pressed into cakes, what's left in the field is hefker. Rav Tarfon Ashkeche Ahu Gavra bizman shehuklu amikzos de ko'ochel. Right, Rav Tarfon was also eating in a field figs that were hefker, and the owner of the field found him. Achse b'saka v'shakle v'amte l'mishne benara, and he put him in a sack and he was going to take and throw him in the river and drown him. Omar lo oilo v'tarfon shezeh orgo. So he said from inside the sack, that loud enough the guy could hear, they to Rav Tarfon this guy's going to kill him. Shoma hu gavra, so he heard that the one that he caught is Rav Tarfon. Shavke, so he dropped the sack, but Orkin ran away. Omar of Avo mishum Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel called Yom of Shalosu Tzadik Hayim Itzar al Dover Zeh. Rav Tarfon's entire life, it bothered him. Omar oilish nishtamashli b'kisra shel Torah. The fact that I mentioned who I was, and that's why he didn't throw me in the river, I was Nehenna from the Kesra of Torah. Omar Rabba Barbachan or Yochanan kolam mishtamish b'kisra shel Torah nekar min ha'olam. Person's mishtamish with the Kesra of Torah, he uses the Torah for his own purposes, is nekar min ha'olam. Kal v'chomer, where do we know that? From Mabel Shatzer, Shinishtamish Bikli Kodish and Nasu Klichol, Shinamaru Bo Bob Pritzin Vihilulu. Bel Shatzer used the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, but they already were taken out from Kedusha, because once the Goyim came and were Machal them, they lost their Kedusha. But since they once had Kedusha, they were the Kalim Beis HaMikdash, he was punished. Kivin Shapartsum, Nasichol, since the Goyim came and took them away and machalo them, they became chol, but still nekar min ha'olam. D'chsi bo b'leil yakotl Belshatzar, right, that night Belshatzar was killed for doing what he did, even though he was mishtamish b'kelim that had been kodesh but weren't kodesh then. So mishtamish b'kisra shel Torah shu chay v'kayim la'olam by Keser HaTorah, which always remains Kodesh, somebody uses it for his own personal use, Alachas Kam V'Kama, that he's going to be Nekrim in Ha'olam. Right? V'Rabbi Tarfon, Kivan Dechi Ochol, Dehukpalu Rov HaMikzov, Saveh Amaitzari, Yahu Gavra. Lamaisa, Rabbi Tarfon was eating what was mutter. Why did the guy throw him in a sack? What was wrong with what he did? Mishnah says, Mishum Dahu Havigan Vele Inve, Kule Shata. That guy had a vineyard near where his ta'inim were, and he had ganovim stealing his grapes all year. And when he found Reb Tarfon in the field eating figs, he assumed he was the ganov who was stealing his grapes. The kivan da'ashkechel Reb Tarfon sover hainu the ganvan. Right? So therefore he put him in a sack. He was going to kill the ganov. Yihachi amaitzir nafshei. Right? So if that's the case, and he was going to kill him, right, so why was Reb Tarfon upset? He saved his life with the Keser HaTorah. He didn't use it for his own, it was Pikuach Nefesh. He says, no, Mishum Reb Tarfon Osher Godel Havi. V'Havi Leila Faisal B'Domim. Reb Tarfon was very rich, and he could have had another way of getting himself out of the sack, right, by paying his way out. And instead of paying his way out, he used the fact that he was Talmud Chacham as the saving power. So that's why it bothered him. Rashi, Ashkechel Reb Tarfon, Kufay the Koachel Min Ateinim, the Ksover Defkerinim. Reb Tarfon was eating the Teinim because he held they were Hefker. Achse Reb Tarfon Besaki, so he put Reb Tarfon in a sack. Ahu Gavra Shoyim Mishamran. Al Dover Zeh Shehitzelasim Bekovet Toroso, the Komer Oilo the Tarfon. It bothered him his whole life that he saved himself with Kovod HaTorah, with his Torah. Preachim shotziu mi beis hamikdash. Right? When preachim come and they desecrate the kelim, they lose their kedusha. V'nasu chol v'afal pichein nehera galeim belshatzer. And even so, since they once were kodesh, belshatzer was punished. So surely somebody is mishtamish b'kisro shel Torah is nekor min ha'olam. I might zero ha'hu gavr l'r tarfen ho'yam efker ha'kochel. Why was he Mitzayr of Tafri? He was eating what was allowed to. It was Hefker. Kosover Hainu Deganva, Mahachi Tziyare. So he assumed that Rav Tarfon, who was the guy in his field, what's he doing in my field? He must be the guy who's been stealing my grapes. Yehochi Amai Tziyare of Tarfon Nafshek, even the Tafsu Kiganav, my Havali Lamevet. What should he have done? He was saving his life. He had no other alternative. Chayi Lodafaisu, the Gemara says he had another alternative. He could have bribed them with money, the Mama. Okay.
Even if the figs are hefker, but how is he allowed to enter the field?
What? No, because it's because the what's it called? Just like we say in Yomos Hagishomim, whatever, people are allowed to walk through the fields too. When they're hefker, nobody's not makbid. Why shouldn't you go into the field? What's not hurting anybody? And if the things are hefker there, you're allowed to walk in together. Right? That's just like in a time when there's things growing there, so people are makbid. You shouldn't walk into my field. But when there's nothing growing there, and it's hefker, so that's why people are makbid. Just like they're not makbid to eat the figs. Tanya, la'avos Hashem alokecho l'shmo v'kol l'dofka bo. Shelo yomar adam ekra shikruni chacham, eshna shikruni rebi, ashanein shezokin v'eshe b'yeshiva. Right? Person shouldn't say, I'm going to learn, right? La'avos Hashem alokecho. Right, not to learn for what's it called? Learn out Avos Hashem, not for ulterior motives. Not they should be called a chacham or a rebbe, a shanin shezokin, they should be yeshiva. Elulamad mi ava, learn from out of pure love, altruistically. The sofa kovod lavo, in the end, the kovod is roy for a person who's a talmud chacham, but he shouldn't do it for that purpose. Shneimar koshrim al etzbosecha, koshrim al luach libecha. V'omer drachel darchei noam, v'omer itzchayim hilam achzikim bo v'tovlcheha me'ushar. Reb Elezer b'Reb Tzadok omer, asei dvorim l'shem po'olam, v'daber bohem l'shmam. I do things for the sake of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and speak in them l'shem shamayim. Al tasim atorah l'sgadol bohem, don't use them as a crown to decorate yourself. V'al tasim kordum lios older bo, and don't use it as an axe to be older, to hoe with. The Kal Chomer, Uma Belshatzer Shel Mishtamish Ela Bekli Kodesh Nasu Kli Chol Nekrim Min HaOlam HaMishtamish BeKisra Shel Torah Lachas Kam VaKama. We had before Belshatz or Yuz Kalim that went out of their Kedusha to Chulin because they desecrated them. And still he was punished. Surely somebody uses Keser Shel Torah, which is always Kodesh, right, is going to be Nekrim in Ha'olam. Omar Rava, Shori Leili Inish Lo Duye Nafshi Ba'asad Lo Yadile. Person is allowed to identify himself as a Talmud Chacham in a place where they don't know who he is. See, Va'avdecha Yoris Hashem in the Urav. Right, it says that Ovadia, right, told Eliel didn't know who he was, right? And he told him who he was. So you're allowed to identify yourself and let people know who you are. Elakashid Reb Tarfon, right? Reb Tarfon. So he, what was wrong with him letting the guy know that the guy he has in the sack is one of the Gedolim, right? It's like, you know, the guy said inside the sack, oh, it's too bad they're going to drown Rav Eliyoshev, and the guy understood what was talking about. So was it so terrible Rav Tarfon identified himself? Well, it says, no, he had another way of saving himself without identifying himself by bribing him. Rav Aromi, Ksiv Avdecha Yoris Hashem in the Urav, Uksiv Yehalucha Zor Velo Picha. How do you praise yourself? Right, Ovadia was praising himself to Eliyahu of how he saved the Nevi'im and what he was doing. Right, so it says you shouldn't praise yourself. Gemara says, Hoba Asra Diyadilei, Hoba Asra Loya. When people know you, you shouldn't praise yourself. When people don't know you, are allowed to identify yourself. Omar Rava, Shori Le Letzum Rabbanu, Le Meimer Tzum Rabbanu.
You must.
What?
You're allowed or you must?
No, you're allowed to. If you have to, but the people should be able to give you Kavod HaTorah, so maybe.
If he doesn't want to.
What?
So if he doesn't want to, Talmud Chacham doesn't want to let people know.
The Chori doesn't have to let them know.
So
the Chori. Shori Le, it says, doesn't Chayiv. It says you're allowed to. Right. Omar Rava, Shori Le Letzum Rabbanu, Le Meimer Tzum Rabbanu No. Shori Le Tigray Bereish. He's allowed to say, I'm a Talmud Chacham, and give me first business. That's the halacha, that a Talmud Chacham, you show preference in buying his letting him put out his stock first, or whatever. Dechsiv u'bnei David kohanim hoyu. Right? Ma kohen notel barosh, a Talmud Chacham notel barosh. They weren't actually kohanim, but they were like kohanim. Just like a kohen, you show him preference in certain things, he goes first, so too a Talmud Chacham also you show the same kind of preference and he goes first. Okay. Rashi. V'palam l'shem shemayim. You do things l'shem shemayim, v'daber bohem l'shem shemayim, shehetehe kol kavanoscha l'shemayim. Lios oder bo l'stakir mimenu kedei lecho. You shouldn't use the Torah as a means to earn a living. Right? And the Sfarno says that even those who hold that you're allowed to take money for learning Torah, right, which is basically the halacha, but you shouldn't do it for that purpose. In other words, there's a question is, are you learning Torah in order to make money, or are you learning Torah l'shem shemayim, but in order to survive, you have to take money? If it's a second way, it's okay. If it's the first way, then you're using the Torah as a profession. If he's allowed shu chacham b'makom shein makirin also, I might see your nafshe b'shvil shodil as eshu chacham. What was Reb Tarfon upset about the whole life that he let this person know who he was? You're allowed to do that, especially in his case. You're allowed to do it even without back. Shori le tigri hekdimu dinai l'shel acherim. So you're allowed to come into Beis Din and say, I'm a Talmud Chacham, take my case first. Bishvil kovat torasi. That's the halacha, that you're misyaches to a Talmud Chacham first if you have a roster of people, what's it called, to have dinei Torah. Okay, v'nei David kohanim hayu. Okay.